So I'm here with Steve Granger, president of IOSH. We've just seen the film screenings for the Thames Valley-sponsored NFTV Awards. How did you find the screening, Steve?
I thought it was superb. It's the first time I've been to an event like this, and the quality of the productions and the enthusiasm from all those involved is really quite a delight to see.
And what did you think of the film that won the award for Best Safety Plan from Megan?
For Megan was a really nicely produced film. The storyline of For Megan was it pulled on the heartstrings. I mean, this whole afternoon has been a roller coaster of emotions with all of the productions, including horror dimensions, love, children smiling, cartoons, and so on. It's the full spectrum. But For Megan, particularly, we awarded the prize for the health and safety development before and during shooting.
Why do you think it's important for IOSH branches and groups to get involved in events like this one?
Well, I mean, this is absolutely typical, and one of my themes this year as the president is to try to get a message out to all IOSH members that I really think that we should engage in the community in whatever way we can. And this is a one-off as far as I can see. It's innovation that's been taken by the Thames Valley branch, the committee and the chair and the members, and they've really sort of flown the flag for IOSH by supporting this event for the last 4 years.
And what would you kind of recommend branches and groups to do to help raise awareness of IOSH within communities and on a national level?
Yeah, I think it depends on the branch, their location, the communities with which they engage. There are a number of opportunities, from working with other charitable trusts to show how health and safety can be done at low cost but effectively, by joining in as volunteers, by helping to fund the organisers or helping with the organisation at this sort of project. Other IOSH branches help to develop DVDs and so on. And I'm really looking forward to IOSH 11, because we will be showcasing the very best of these on some boards, where anybody who comes to IOSH 11 will be able to see all of the community engagement that we actually participate in.
Fabulous. And why is occupational health and safety important in the film and television industry, do you think?
Well, I had a long speech to give this afternoon, but I didn't give it. The words are still in my pocket. But some of those words were related to the illusion that we see on the television screen and the film screen that is generated, that looks so dangerous. It brings alive risk and risk-taking and danger to the viewing audience. But of course, production of those films and TV shows, hopefully, is done with controlled risks, in controlled situations, so that everybody goes home at the end of the day and the illusion is at the flick of a switch and not necessarily anything more serious on site.
To what extent do you feel the award makes a difference to occupational health and safety?
I think this award particularly will help to show this industry that health and safety can be achieved. It can be built in so that projects run smoothly, run effectively, and they can actually start to advance their filmmaking techniques and start to challenge themselves and start to challenge health and safety in how they actually achieve some of the spectacular cinematography that we actually see.